Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, TheAstrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, and welcome to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. So how's your week going? Just double-checking on my calendar minutes before the show, looking at an intense full moon that we're going to be having this coming weekend. It's already in effect now with various aspects, but I will save that for a bit later in the show. So this week we have Venus, love planet Venus, and communication planet Mercury changing signs. So that's good. July looks like it's going to be about change, and things that we've been working towards will come to a head this week or next. And we're getting ready for next month's eclipses. In August, we have a lunar eclipse on the 7th and a solar eclipse on the 21st. So if you're a fixed sign, and that's Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, I'm talking to you. But of course, if you have any planets in fixed signs, then these eclipses will be affecting you next month. But right now, this week, we have Venus, love planet Venus, moving into Gemini, and communication planet Mercury moving into Leo. So I'm going to be covering what that means for you in the show, and also a very intense full moon on Saturday. It's not a regular full moon because it involves the planets, namely Pluto. Pluto being Lord of the Underworld, and yes, Pluto is still a planet according to astrologers. I did hear a rumor, and I actually need to make a note of this and double check it. I did hear whispers and a rumor that the astronomers were thinking about promoting repositioning Pluto back as a planet. I don't know if that's happened or not. When they demoted Pluto a few years back, astrologers were very nervous because Pluto is the most powerful planet that we have in our galaxy, and to actually demote something with so much power wasn't such a great idea. Anyway, we'll see what happens there. So back to this week, love planet Venus moves into Gemini, where it will be until July 31st, and Venus is leaving its sign of natural rulership. So Venus, and I'm just having a look at my calendar here, Venus has been in Taurus since June 6th. So from June 6th through tomorrow, it has been in Taurus. Now, the planets have their favourite signs and their least favorite signs, just like any good parent does. And Venus has been in Taurus for the past month. So on Tuesday, it's moving into Gemini, where it will be until July 31st. So Gemini is a sign of communication, commutes, errands, siblings, neighbors. And Venus, it's not just about love, it's about smoothing over anything it touches. So any problems with communication or trips or relationships with siblings and neighbors will be smooth sailing when Venus is in Gemini. At this time, people will be pleasant when they speak to each other, and communication will just flow when Venus is in Gemini. And on Wednesday, we have communication planet Mercury moving into Leo, where it will be until July 25th. Now, this is great news for the fire signs, and that's Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. Communication will flow smoothly. People will actually understand what you're saying to them. Things are good. There might be a bit of issue with communication for the other fixed signs, and that's Taurus, Scorpio, and Aquarius. So be careful what you say during this month, because your words might be misconstrued. No, it's not Mercury retrograde. Mercury retrograde is happening in August. Looks like next month is a big month for planetary energy with the eclipses and a Mercury retrograde. Oh, great. And yes, Mercury retrograde does deserve the reputation that it has. And as I said, this weekend we can expect an intense full moon. And a full moon is when the sun and moon are opposite each other with the little earth in the center. So you've got the sun on one side and the moon on the other. And the sun will be in Cancer, or currently is in Cancer. The moon will be in Capricorn. But why this full moon is going to be intense is because it involves Mars, Jupiter, Uranus, and Pluto. And you just heard what I said about Pluto. So there's some pretty heavy energy going on, and we're already sort of building up to it, because I will cover this later in the show, but on Sunday, yesterday, Mars opposed Pluto. And so that's an aspect that's involved with this full moon this coming weekend. So more on that later as well. So let's take a look at Venus in Gemini, where it will be until July 31st. So Venus is the planet of love. It's all sweet and affectionate and romantic. Venus is all about pleasure and bringing people together, uniting them in harmony. Now, this is perfect for tomorrow's energy, because we are celebrating here in the US July 4th. Happy birthday, America. So Americans come together July 4th. We have cookouts and barbecues, and everyone has the day off. Well, not everyone. A lot of people have the day off work. This has been an extra long weekend, and we're going to be celebrating the birth of, well, I shouldn't say the birth, that's not quite correct. Let's just say when America was incorporated, that's probably a better way of looking at it, July 4th. So there's a celebration going on, and it seems quite fitting that love planet Venus is moving into Gemini, because this is all about socializing. Gemini is definitely a social butterfly, and when love planet Venus gets together with Gemini, social gatherings, it's a great time for social gatherings. So it's about bringing people together and uniting them harmoniously. Venus also rules friendships, not just romantic partnerships, and of course social gatherings. Venus also rules finances, and how you treat yourself and your friends to a wonderful dinner or a great barbecue to celebrate July 4th. And so where Venus lies in your chart influences how you approach any kind of partnership, and that's romantic, business, friendship, or otherwise. Now, if you don't know what sign your Venus is in, I suggest you go to my website, theastrologer.com/chartwheel, and run a free chart wheel for yourself, and it will list where all the planets were at the time of your birth and in what signs the planets were in. And then with each week on each show, you can follow along more closely, because you'll understand where your natal planets were at the time of your birth. So Venus in Gemini, happening tomorrow through the end of the month, great time for July 4th celebration, because it's all about socializing and having a good time. Now, Gemini is symbolized by the twins, and the twins can be very playful and mischievous. That's the reputation that Gemini has. So when you put that together with Venus, planet of love, we're in for some fun this month with Venus in Gemini. And that's especially so for the air signs, and that's Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. Now, Gemini is a mutable sign, so it's more like go with the flow. It's ruled by Mercury. So you've got touches of Mercury with this Venus in Gemini for this month. So it's all about communication. Reaching out to others and communicating in social setting. You might learn a lot. And Gemini is an air sign, so it's all about the intellect. And it's definitely exchanging information with others. When Venus is in Gemini, it's all about being quick-witted and observant. Geminis have a reputation for not missing very much. Sense of humour, and definitely a need for freedom. So Venus, as I said, is a planet of love, and it's not about clinging to those we love. It's about letting those people free. That's our cue for a break. So we will take a break right now. After the break, I will continue with this week's planets. So stay tuned.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi there. Welcome back to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about this week's planets. The headline of the week, Venus moves into Gemini, Mercury into Leo, and we have a supercharged full moon on the weekend. And I wanted to mention as well, be sure to check your horoscope on the Om Times website. Om Times has my daily, my weekly, and my monthly horoscopes. And that web address is astrology.omtimes.com. So be sure to get your daily dose, your weekly or your monthly dose of your horoscope each time. Now, as I was saying before the break, Venus, love planet Venus, moves into Gemini on Tuesday, and just in time to celebrate July 4th if you happen to be in the US. So Venus has been in one of its favorite signs the past month. It's Taurus, and on Tuesday it enters into Gemini. Now, Gemini is a sign of communication and errands and siblings and neighbors. It's a very busy sign. And Venus, being the love planet, it smooths over everything it touches. So if you've had any problems with communication or any sort of short trip or commutes, maybe even issues with siblings or neighbours, this month, while Venus is in Gemini, this month is the time to smooth things over in any sort of realm to do with those things. People will be a lot more pleasant when they speak and communicate to each other, and we might be overall more polite. And it just won't feel good to be pushy, and the energy used with Venus in Gemini, it's not an assertive or aggressive energy. It's more of a clever, communicative type of energy. You know, Venus rules social harmony. It's not just the planet of love. But just on the flip side, because there's always a shadow side to most things, Venus also rules laziness, and that's the kind that comes about because everything comes so easily when Venus is in Gemini. But I have to say, though, Gemini is a busy, busy sign. So there's no, like, lazing about on the couch, eating bonbons, watching, doing a Netflix binge. It's a very active, busy sign. So I guess there's no chance of that. But maybe cutting corners or taking shortcuts might be more of a Venus and Gemini type of style. So as I said, it's a great time to smooth anything over. If something needs to be said, this is a great time to do it while Venus is in Gemini. And I'm just realizing, I'm looking at my calendar again, Venus will be trining Jupiter. Let me see here. Venus will be trining Jupiter mid-month. So when Venus trines Jupiter, that's a really, really great time to smooth anything over or have anything to be said. Oh, here we are on the 18th, July 18th. Venus in Gemini forms a trine to Jupiter in Libra. So this is a really good time around the 18th of July to bring up any sort of relationship issues. So I'm talking about romantic relationship especially. And Venus in Gemini is good for writers of all types, or voice actors, marketers. And as I said, Venus rules beauty, social harmony, and what people generally find pleasing. So words will flow more easily, and it's also easier to write in a way that pleases people. So that's when Venus is in Gemini. Oh, it's also good for social media, used for entertainment or for selling, will get a boost as well. So this time during this month with Venus in Gemini, people will be more prone to like surfing the internet, any sort of online shopping for distraction. Now, Gemini is a sign that gets easily distracted. So if you need to focus on something, you might have to consciously keep reminding yourself to do that. Also, I'm just trying to think of some more drawbacks when Venus is in Gemini. I guess it's about being distracted and gossipy. So take care not to gossip, not to hang around the water cooler, and also not to play all sides of something. Take a stance, particularly when it comes to your personal relationship. So on Wednesday, we have Mercury moving into Leo, where it will be until July 25th. Now, Mercury is the planet of communication. So there's all different types of communicators in the world. You know, we've got the strong, silent types. They speak only when they feel it's absolutely necessary, which isn't that great sometimes. And then you've got the chatty, witty types, sort of a bit like Gemini, who can carry on a conversation with just about anyone, even that strong, silent type. And then you've got people who put their foot in their mouth on a regular basis, not mentioning any names, Sag, and people who always seem to speak with the utmost grace and tact, Libra. So the way we communicate is all about Mercury, and so that's why it's important to know what sign Mercury's in. And of course, as I said before, the Mercury retrograde, the dreaded Mercury retrograde. Mercury turns retrograde 3 times a year for 3 weeks each time, and it has a terrible reputation, and rightly so. But of course, it all depends on how any sort of influence affects your natal chart. And your natal chart means where the planets were at the time you were born. So we have communication planet Mercury moving into Leo. Leo is not one of its favourite signs. It's a little bit, Mercury could leave or take Leo. It's not really a great fit. The ruler of Leo is the Sun, and Mercury rules Gemini and Virgo. So it's happier when it's with Gemini or Virgo. So Leo is symbolized by the lion, and it's the month of Leo at the end of July. The Sun will be moving into Leo July 22nd, and then we'll be in the month of Leo and eclipse season. So Leo is the fifth sign of the zodiac, and it's symbolized by the lion, so it's all about leadership and pride and warmth and courage and strength. Just think king of the jungle, king or queen of the jungle. And it's also quite dramatic as well. So when you pair Mercury with Leo, where it will be until July 25th, you get sort of like I'm holding my hand up to my forehead and being all dramatic and making sure that, you know, my humble servants are fanning me as I'm giving my dramatic monologue. That's what I think of when I think of Mercury exaggerating. And not everybody with Mercury in Leo has that, but let's just have them. So Leo, so our minds might be with big ideas this month with this type of influence. So we've got ideas and grand plans, and of course coupled up with Venus in Gemini, we might be changing our minds every 2 seconds. So Mercury is in Leo. We're less concerned about the details and more interested in the broader vision of what we want to create. So with the details, we can leave that to our humble servants to, you know, fill in the gaps or connect the dots. So also with Mercury in Leo, our confidence in our own opinions will be very strong, maybe too strong, and I'm just putting that nicely. We need to take care with arrogance or being wedded to being right, because Leo is a fixed sign, and the fixed signs, that's Taurus, Leo, Scorpio and Aquarius, the fixed signs can get very stuck in the mud about certain things. So when you put this combination together of Mercury, planet of communication as a mind, hooking up with Leo, we might be stuck with our own, trying to think of a nice word here, stuck with our own, let's just say opinion, let's just keep it at opinion. So we might be stuck with our own opinion, not really wanting to listen to anybody else. We need to be right. I know I sound so negative with this influence of Mercury in Leo. But on the flip side, because there's always an opposite to a shadow, our minds, we're thinking, we're feeling youthful and curious. This is very, very good energy for thinking creatively. and getting a fresh perspective on maybe an old problem. Looking at the same old thing, but with new eyes, with like innocent eyes of a child. And, you know, this month it's going to be really good to be open to being surprised by the wonder of it all, looking at something in a new light. And the reason being is because Leo rules children. So Leo is a very youthful sign. It's very childlike. If you're a Leo or you have a Leo in your life, sometimes they can be very playful and childlike. When they're happy, of course. Now, you think of a lion or even a cat. If you have a cat at home, how playful they can be, you know, for hours with a feather on a string. Or whatever it else, whatever else it is, or they're placed by the window in the sun. So with Mercury in Leo, there's going to be a lot of meowing and roaring, and warm and fun and lively interactions also characterise this transit. Many of us might find our conversational style might be really entertaining now, because Leo likes to take centre stage, and especially with Mercury in Leo this month, you know, holding the microphone. Now, I collect images for all these astrological occurrences, and the image I have for Mercury in Leo is a microphone on a stage, and that's how I think of it. And, you know, we might be the life of the party. You know, we've got a flair for drama when Mercury's in Leo. Some of us might even embellish stories with extravagant details. And many of us will also express ourselves with authority. And we can be inspirational to others just with our words. But we have to be speaking from the heart and not our ego. So on that note, we're going to take a short break. After the break, I will continue with this week's planets, so stay tuned.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium, Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exists within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners and give a message from spirit about the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, join Carrie each Monday at 3 p.m. on Vibe Nation Radio.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi there, and welcome back to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. And this week we have love planet Venus moving into Gemini. We have communication planet Mercury. I was blanking there for a minute. Communication planet Mercury moving into Leo. And the other big news of the week is we have a full moon on Saturday. And it's not just a regular old full moon. It's a full moon in Capricorn, but it also encompasses other heavy-hitting planets. And we're sort of building up to it this week. The first of the heavy hitters just started on Sunday when we had Mars opposing Pluto. So the other planets involved with this full moon on Saturday, Mars, Jupiter, Uranus and Pluto. And so this is forming a grand cross. It's not exact. And exact means exact by degree. So this full moon occurs at 17 degrees Capricorn, which means the moon and the sun are opposite each other with the earth in the middle. And so the moon is in Capricorn, the sun is in Cancer, and then you've got Pluto, which is also in Capricorn. It's 18 degrees, so it's within a degree of this full moon, which, there you go, anything that involves Pluto is intense. So anytime you hear me say Pluto, just think intense. And then we've got Uranus, widely involved. Uranus is currently at 28 degrees Aries. And, you know, as I said, the full moon's 17 degrees, you know, Uranus is 28 degrees. It's not fully involved by aspect, but because it's sort of part of this cardinal cross of this full moon this weekend, I'm pulling it in. And then you've got Jupiter at 14 degrees Libra, and then you've got Mars at 23 degrees Cancer. So it's very intense. Just take my word for it. If what I'm saying to you sounds like gobbledygook, then just believe me when I say it's going to be really intense. And more so for the cardinal signs, or anybody that has planets in cardinal signs, and that's Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. So it's a very, very intense energy. So basically, if you think about a square, because a grand cross or a grand square means the same thing, and this is a cardinal cross or a cardinal square, and I'm saying that loosely because Uranus forming one part of this square or cross is a little bit further out. It's at 28 degrees Aries. It's a little bit further out. But in my book, it still has an effect. It's a loose cardinal cross, loose cardinal square. So you have Mars in Cancer, which is sitting near the Sun. So you've got the Sun and Mars in Cancer. They're 180 degrees opposite the Moon and Pluto in Capricorn. And the Moon and Pluto just by itself is super intense. It's what Judy Hall, a very well-known astrological author, calls a Hades moon. And I love that term because anytime I do a reading and I see moon and Pluto connected, I think, right, this person has a Hades moon. And it means very, very intense emotional feelings, usually connected to the mother, and there usually are events in this individual's life who has a Hades moon that are sort of like life and death type of things. This is also very dramatic with this Mercury and Leo, but in this case, a Hades moon is always supercharged, super intense. So this weekend, we don't just have a full moon. We've got the moon conjunct or next to Pluto, the sun very close to Mars. So they're opposite in the sky when, from our perspective here on Earth. And then you've got Jupiter in Libra, which is forming a square to both. So a square is 90 degrees away, and it's a very challenging aspect. It's full of friction and tension. And then opposite Jupiter widely is Uranus. It's not really, technically it's not part of this configuration, but it is by sign, not by degree, if that makes any sense at all. So I'm going to take a step back now, as I've explained all the planets involved in this very intense configuration we're having this week and this weekend in particular. So a full moon is hard to miss in the sky. You know, it's a great big white luminary shining bright, and it's happening on Saturday, and there's no way that you can miss the full moon. Each month happens every month, and you know there's myths around the effects of the full moon. Think werewolves howling at the moon. You might even see one this week or this weekend because it's going to be so intense with all these planets involved. You know, people have been known to behave really strangely during a full moon. And so we know that the ocean tides rise higher during a full moon due to the gravitational pull. So, you know, and that might explain why some of us howl at the moon, because our bodies are comprised of over 80% water. So that makes perfect sense. And so, you know, full moon, we might have more dreams, we're a bit more restless. Also, the moon rules Cancer the crab. So I know a lot of Cancerians say that they always get affected at the time of the full moon, or anybody that has a moon in Cancer, even an ascendant. I heard yesterday with a reading, someone had a Cancer ascendant, and she said she always gets affected by the full moon. And so the moon, the full moon is in Capricorn, and so Capricorn is symbolized by the sea goat. And the reason why it's not just a goat, it's a sea goat, this mythological sea goat, is because the sea goat starts from the very bottom of the ocean and works its way right up to the very top of the mountain. The ambition is to get to the top. And so that's why Capricorns are the CEOs of the zodiac. They have a grand plan. They have a long-term vision. And the mythological sea goat is basically the front half of the goat, and then the back of the goat is like a mermaid's tail. So the so you might know of hearing Capricorn just being called the goat, but it's technically a sea goat. Now, the full moon in Capricorn, Capricorn is a cardinal earth sign, so the cardinal signs like to get things going, and they're the initiators of the zodiac and the leaders. The other cardinal signs are Aries, Cancer, Libra, and, of course, Capricorn. So Capricorn's not really much of a risk taker. It's an earth sign. Earth signs are known to be quite cautious and conservative. The other earth signs are Taurus and Virgo. So this is not about risk taking with this full moon. This is more about initiating. Because it's a cardinal full moon, or a loose cardinal cross or cardinal square, this is all about new beginnings and getting new things started. It's a time for change. So this intense full moon we're having on the weekend represents a time for change. And it's not change that we want to take or do willingly, because there's too much friction or tension involved. There's too many planets involved that are at odds with each other. So this is not anybody willingly taking a step in the right direction. It's sort of like we're shoved or spun around or forced to take a step in a direction that we're sort of scared about. Change can be scary for many people. And this weekend or this week is no exception. So if you're involved with something and you need to make a change, or there's a shift coming, it's always easier to do it sort of willingly rather than being forced or waiting until the very last moment, because this energy is very much about initiating and new beginnings and new starts and a change of direction. And, of course, you know, recently we just had a change of season. Well, actually, not a change of season. We had a mark of the season. And so the northern hemisphere in the summer months, and then southern hemisphere the winter months. And so with this full moon being, intense full moon being in Capricorn, it's all about working hard for what we want. And Capricorn's ruled by Saturn. Saturn is Lord of Karma. And that means that here's a saying that might help you better understand that. You reap what you sow. So it's like whatever you put into something, the benefits will come back to you or not come back to you, depending on how much elbow grease you're willing to give something. So that's what this full moon is all about as well. It's like the rewards are there if you put in the hard work and the discipline. Because it's ruler, Capricorn's ruler Saturn, so the actual ultimate ruler of this intense full moon that we're having this weekend is Saturn. And as I said, Saturn is the taskmaster. It's Lord of Karma. Its rewards come from hard work and long-term plans. So what's going to be very important this week and next is long-term plans or planning. Things might come about because we planned something a long time ago and it's coming to fruition. But, you know, on the other hand as well, this sort of energy can be a little bit of a stick in the mud, you know, not bending. It's good to follow rules, but sometimes we need to bend a little. You know, it's all about routine and the itinerary. Also being loyal and devoted. This Capricorn full moon is about loyalty and devotion, and honesty. Honesty about what's important to us and what's important to us in the long term. So it's a good time as well for catching up on things. There might be new career opportunities because Capricorn, as I said, is the CEO of the Zodiac and the sign is all about working hard and working hard for what it wants. So, you know, if you've been putting in some effort, you might see the rewards come. There's definitely no shortcuts and this is supported as well by Mercury in Leo, fixed sign, not willing to take shortcuts. Although, you know, the opposite of that is Venus in Gemini. So Gemini is a sign that does like to take shortcuts. It likes to be clever and find easier and better ways of doing things. So there's always this dichotomy of energies or conflicting energies going on. Nothing's ever all happy and compromised. There's always something. And that's the beauty of astrology. It's like it really helps to understand the human condition. You know, we are complex human beings. We're not simple. It's not black and white. This is all about shades of grey. So it's really important to look to new ways of doing things with this intense full moon energy this weekend. We're going to take a short break. After the break, I will continue with this week's planetary energy, so stay tuned.
Feed your soul with waves of consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with his person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance so common with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to the Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. This week we have love planet Venus moving into Gemini, we have communication Mercury moving into Leo, and we have a supercharged, super intense full moon in Capricorn on Saturday. Now, this is not a regular full moon, as I was just saying before the break. It involves Mars, Jupiter, Uranus, and Pluto. Now, not all of those aspects with the involvement of the full moon are exact, but I'm taking into consideration the planets in cardinal signs. And the cardinal signs are Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. And the cardinal signs are the initiators of the zodiac. They're the signs for change. They're the ones that lead us into new directions. So the full moon in Capricorn, super intense, supercharged on Saturday. And I'm going to break it down. I'm going to break it down now into each individual aspect that makes up this intense full moon, cardinal cross, cardinal square configuration. So on Sunday, we had Mars in Cancer forming in opposition to Pluto. Now, Mars is very close to the Sun, and Pluto is going to be very close to the Moon with this full moon on Saturday. So this week, you know, we're under the influence of just Mars opposite Pluto by itself without the involvement of the full moon or Jupiter in Libra or Uranus in Aries, which forms this cross. So with Mars opposite Pluto, it's like life can feel like a fight for survival. And this is more so for anyone that's a cardinal sign or has planets in cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn. So with Mars opposite Pluto, it's about power struggles. It's about a fight for control, compulsion. It could even be physical confrontation. So with any sort of physical confrontation, that's all about Mars and Pluto. Mars being the warrior planet and Pluto being the planet of control. This energy is also about stretching us beyond our usual limitations or limits of endurance. Anytime I see Mars and Pluto together with via aspect, any aspect, it's all about endurance. So anything like extreme authority issues will come up now with this influence. And authority will be a problem as well. So we need to be really careful. I know there's been protests yesterday or the day before around the country. Many people are on power trips at this time. And it's all about power plays and ranking and disagreements, arguments. Just outright conflict are all distinct possibilities when Mars opposes Pluto like it's doing this week. And it's sort of like the little guy versus the big guy, obsession, focusing on a purpose, we're being inflexible or uncooperative. Maybe some people have got knee-jerk reactions instead of purposeful action. Oh, and it's also about rage, like Mars, Pluto coming together in a hard aspect, the opposition, it's all about rage. So the best, and there's a lot of like physical energy around this aspect as well. So, and it's all about control, as I said before. So what's going to be important is to take the high road. Use ethical behavior around all our decisions and actions. So on Tuesday, we have, just double checking this, on Tuesday we have Mercury forming a square to Uranus. Oh, I see. Mercury, before it moves into Leo, it will form a square to Uranus. So Mercury in Cancer will form a square to Uranus before it moves into Leo on Wednesday. So that's sort of like Mercury giving us the finger before it moves into Leo on Wednesday. Mercury's planet of communication, and it's forming a challenging aspect to Uranus, planet of the unexpected. So we need to be really careful this week as well, because and particularly when we're driving or even walking around. So this is an influence where accidents can happen under this influence, and that's from momentary lapses of attention or being too much in a hurry. Crucial that we're not texting and doing something else. Just be really careful this week with texting, and I don't even want to say driving because that just should not happen. So in other words, people are really easily distracted, and especially so because Venus moves into Gemini as well. So people are easily distracted when Mercury squares Uranus. They're easily annoyed. We've got short attention spans. We don't want to finish something. We want to get started on the next thing. That's even more so with this cardinal square on the weekend because it's all about starting new things. And we get bored, you know, that's also supported by Venus in Gemini. So it's important just to slow down this week. When I'm looking at all these planetary energies this week, it's important to slow down. What's going to help is on Wednesday, the Sun's forming a trine to Neptune. That's really great for creativity, any sort of spiritual or compassionate endeavor. It's a good time midweek to help others. Also part of this grand square, grand cross of the full moon this coming weekend is the Sun squaring Jupiter. This is all about excess and exaggeration and inflation, and we need to be careful not to overread or overreach or be too self-indulgent, and this is also part of this this grand square or grand cross. Friday we've got Mercury sextile Venus. And this is good for communication and relationships. So things will flow smoothly around this time. So people will be listening to what we have to say. It's not all doom and gloom and fighting and people being combative. And as I said, this grand cross, grand square, full moon on Saturday, the moon conjuncts Pluto. So there is a feeling of intensity in the air at this time. Now, for your weekly horoscope, what's going on this week for each of the signs? So if you're in Aries and you're looking for love, it's right under your nose. Don't be surprised if a friendship turns into something more, or if a colleague lets you know they're a fan. If you're in a relationship, while away the nights sharing dreams and ideals. If you're a Taurus, money can't buy you love, but it can buy you plenty else. So your focus now is firmly on materialism and financial security. It's a great week for spoiling yourself with a treat or for firming up your pension plans. If you're a Gemini, it's party central at your place. Whether you're looking for love, friendship or fun, your social nature shines. And Venus in your sign helps you attract the attention of others. So why not arrange something special and keep the laughter flowing? If you're a Cancer, a sense of karma and destiny surrounds you now, and you'll notice spooky coincidences and strange signals from the cosmos. Know that you're on the right path and life is unfolding nicely. Ask for a sign and you'll probably get it. If you're a Leo, show off your creative talents at work and prove that you can have the next big idea. With Mercury moving into Leo, your imagination is your biggest asset. Don't allow anyone to tell you that your dreams are impossible. If you can think it, you can totally do it. If you're a Virgo, an issue with your social life needs patience and tolerance. Don't rush to judge a friend, as you may have misunderstood. Stand by those who have always stood by you and trust your own ability to choose your friends wisely, Virgo. If you're a Libra, your communication abilities bring opportunities at work. You have a flair for what to say and how to say it, as always. So don't hide this talent of yours. Use it. Solve a problem and make yourself indispensable to your colleagues. If you're a Scorpio, Venus stirs up jealousy, especially if your partner is in a flirtatious mood. Have a conversation about what is and isn't acceptable in your relationship, but make sure you then honour that agreement instead of stalking your lover, Scorpio. If you're a Sagittarius, cute kittens and glitter and rainbows. Venus moves into your love zone and romance is your top priority. Make an extra effort with your sweetheart, or if you're single, introduce yourself to someone you fancy. take the initiative with love. If you're a Capricorn, love is all about the little things now. Never mind the grand, expensive gestures. Do your partner's chores or leave them a love note in a surprising place. Small acts can be much more meaningful than spending a lot of money. If you're an Aquarian, it's a great time to have difficult conversations in your closest relationship. Mercury's arrival in your love zone helps to ease the awkwardness and will get you closer to a compromise solution than you've dared to dream before. And finally, if you're a Pisces, home is where the heart is, and you won't want to stray too far from your own four walls. Quality time with your kids or your other half is important now, so deprioritize the rest of your tasks accordingly. Give yourself some space. And that's a big ask, Pisces, because your sign is the sign of compassion and charity and helping others. So this is a time to do something for yourself. So that's it from me. I'm your astrologer and host, Kelly Fox, with The Astrology Show. Have a great week and smooth sailing for you with this intense full moon on the weekend. Be sure to tune in to next week's show.